Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Go to camera, John Ritchie. So everything related to the Sixers on the table. So, and by the way, let me give you our Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With Armin offering the highest quality certified pre-owned vehicles in the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first question, who wins tonight? Game 5, Sixers or the Knicks? Second question, who's annoying you the most? As the Sixers, of course, are in a 3-1 hole now. With them in that hole, who is annoying you the most? We have boiled it down to four people. Two that play, two that don't play. In alphabetical order, is it A, Joel Embiid, B, Tobias Harris, C, Daryl Morey, or D, Nick Nurse? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get to the Phillies game as well. And, of course, you can weigh in on the phone lines and all that. Phillies game last night. So, started good, John. You know, banging that ball around the ballpark last night early. And then you ran into Christopher Sanchez. You know what it was? It was a game that actually is the kind of game you typically get with a fifth starter. Like, you score some runs, but the starting pitcher gives up runs. And then the real story to me last night is Sir Anthony. Because, you know, Sanchez is allowed to have a bad outing. Like, it's fine. I mean, I know it's two in a row. He hasn't been razor sharp. But, you know, whatever. We'll figure it out. But, I mean, John, with Sir Anthony, I mean, his ERA was already – let's listen to the moment. So for those that don't know, the Phillies had the lead for most of the game, but then the Angels had tied it up. It's the seventh inning, some guys on base, Sir Anthony on the mound. I mean, you know, this is a team you'd like to beat. And look, the Phillies don't have to win every game. They're not going to win every game. But you certainly don't want to see this happen.
And it gets away at the plate. Stubbs to get it, flips it back to Dominguez, and he misses it. Two runs are going to score as Trout scores all the way from second base. As the Angels have taken a 6-4 lead on a wild pitch that goes to the backstop. Stubbs got the rebound, kind of blindly threw it to the plate. It was too high for Dominguez, and that allowed another run to score.
You know, believe me when I tell you, the story of that inning, it's not as much about the wild pitch, although that's the capper. But, he puts so many guys on base, and we've seen it all year. We've seen it for 2 years now.
He's just not the same. He doesn't trust it. He's lost confidence, whether Topper will admit that for him
or not.
He's just not the same. My gosh, I was so excited to see him every time he took the mound, and now it's such a worry, nail biter, and he's losing games for us. I mean, and I wonder, like, if JT's in there, is JT able to stop that?
It's maybe possible.
Yeah, he is so athletic.
I agree with that.
You know, Stubbsy, for everything that he gives you, he is short. I mean, he doesn't have good reach.
You know, he did miss the spot. I mean, I don't know if JT might have gotten to it, but Sir Anthony missed the spot by a mile.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was set up high, and it's like way low enough.
It's a wild pitch.
I don't know if any catcher gets to it.
It's a wild pitch. I think it was possible it's gotten to, but it's a wild pitch. I mean, clearly a wild pitch.
And then, you know, getting the ball back into play was an issue. So, yes, more sloppiness on top of sloppiness, and it lost him the game.
Look, you want
to
wait.
You're not accustomed to seeing that with this team this year because they really have been tired. With the way they've been playing lately.
Yeah, they have. Look, you want to weigh in on the Phils, obviously, please do. Another good game by Alec Bohm. Got a single early to score some guys. Got a sack fly late in the game. So I think it was 3 RBIs last night for Alec Bohm.
Yeah.
But it was a game that happens sometimes when you have a fifth starter who doesn't give you the sharpest outing. And then you go to – see, here's the interesting thing on Sir Anthony. How long will they stick with this?
What do you do with him? You can't send him down unless he agrees, right?
Maybe you convince him.
Yeah, you'd have to convince him.
Maybe. That's the only way.
Maybe. You know, it's that or the phantom injury or keep playing him or trade him.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean. No, phantom injury is very possible as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I noticed last night.
Bleak
looking a little weird. What was he doing rolling his shoulder out there? Yeah.
You know what Dutch told me one time? He said, you can't imagine how many times a player has gotten injured in some way that might not necessarily be baseball related, and he gets in the cage to warm up.
He's like, "Oh, look at that!"
Yeah, so
I totally believe that.
You take a swing. You take a swing, and like, "Oh, no,
pulled an oblique."
Sorry, Skip, don't got it. You know, and then like,
how often
got it
did this happen?
I don't know.
I bet it happens all the time. Yeah.
Into the batting game.
We'll ask Ruben.
Pre-existing injury.
Ruben's in here at 7 today. We'll ask Ruben.
Yeah.
The phantom. All right. Yeah. General manager guy. Phantom baseball injuries. Let's get you on the record. No, we'll see. I mean, they got to figure out something with Sir Anthony because I think the reality of, you know, just continuing to do this, it doesn't seem to be working. So something's got to be changed. Hopefully it's as simple as removing him for a couple weeks and sort of rehabilitating him and then bringing him back. Look, I was a huge Sir Anthony guy. I mean, 2 years ago in the – first off, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, he was a phenomenal early addition. You
one
know,
of the lone
career.
Bright spots
he
early
was.
On, yeah.
And then 2 years ago, like that Braves series and all, when they first, you know, made the playoffs and they were kicking butt, I mean, he was great. He was great. And we trusted him. So, all right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. This segment will also get to some Cooper DeJean audio and what Howie Roseman said about the possibility – of where Cooper DeJean will play. Sixers, obviously, tonight. George right now. Good morning, George.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? I agree with you for once this morning. You know what I mean? You know, this loss is a big Daryl Morey loss. You can't give a man a 3-4 minute blow. You know what I mean? I've been watching basketball a long time, and all the good teams, all the winning teams, give their players a blow.
Certainly, in the playoffs, they don't because they need them more when the game's on the line.
But I think harder for a center to do that.
No, that's not true. That's not true, John.
Well, that
that's
is true. Hold on, George. Hold on, George. That is true, but let's be clear. It's more likely that a guard will play 46 to 48
like
minutes
Jalen
than a
Brunson.
Center. That's
exactly.
Right. Or Allen Iverson.
Yeah,
obviously, the example here in recent years would be AI. I mean, he was able to do it. Joel's not.
280 pounds to play 48 minutes. That's what you want. You're going to get the results that you get.
George, you don't have to convince me, man. I mean, B-ball Paul is not good enough, and Daryl Morey's decision to say let's go with him at 20-something million was it's a joke. It's a total joke.
You've got if you go down that roster, I don't know if you looked at the salaries. They have $100 million worth of nothing. You know what I mean? That's where your loss is at in this playoff.
Well, I'll just say this. Tobias is killing him. I mean, like, my answer to this poll question, who am I most annoyed with? It's Tobias. And I'm annoyed with all of them. Let me be clear. I'm annoyed with all of them.
But did you – the only thing I would say to that, and I agree, Tobias –
it's worse than ever, though.
Yeah, it is. But what did you expect from him? Like, this is more or less heading into the playoffs. I wanted more from him. But what I expected to get from Tobias, maybe it's slightly worse than I expected.
But you know what it could be, James?
It's what I expected.
But you know what it could be? It actually could be the difference between winning and losing. Just imagine a scenario. We'd have to look up exactly where he is. I think he's somewhere between 8 and 9 points a game right now. Just imagine a scenario where he gives you 13.
I know. I just didn't
expect literally
it.
But he should be able to do it. Because we should have someone else who can step in
and give you some replaceable like points, give you some scoring. That Buddy Hield has done nothing. Buddy Hield is afraid to try.
Do you go back to him tonight?
No, I don't. Like, D'Anthony Melton, maybe he has more. You know, like, he's working his way back from injury and everything else. Like, maybe he can give you more. But campaign, I'd love to see more of him because it feels like he is so unafraid. He's going to put that thing up, yeah. And more often than not, it's going to go in. It could spark something. But, yeah, minimize Tobias. The problem is in favor of whom?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Buddy. It's not. I guess it's campaign. I guess it's D'Anthony Melton.
I mean, look, Melton's the easy answer if he's capable of doing it. We just don't know if he's capable. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you got a shot to win a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to spoiling the mom in your life this spring. Obviously, Mother's Day up ahead. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. Josephanthony.com. So back on this date, you got to go back over 30 years now, back in 1993. One of the most crazy things ever in sports that didn't actually involve the playing of sports occurred on this date in 1993, and it's when Monica Seles was famously stabbed. I believe this was in Germany.
She was in Germany.
Extremely lucky to live through that and still be able to maintain a career, you know, after she recovered. But it was a horrific moment.
And she was never the same. I mean, she was like the best player in the world, never came close to that again.
She was never the same. Steffi Graf regained number one. It was a whole thing. But so, you know, that crazy guy, you know, stabbed Seles in the back. Look, here's the deal. And it's sort of like back, top, neck area. It was crazy. Here's the deal. That moment was one of those sports moments that actually had nothing to do with the playing of sports. We will ask you today at 215-592-9494 to give us a famous, to give us a notable, to give us a crazy, to give us a wild moment, something, storyline in sports history that did not actually have to do with the actual playing of the sport. I mean, there are so many big answers. Give us a big answer here today at 215-592-9494. The best answer, whoever provides it, will win the Joseph Anthony $100 Retreat Spa and Salon gift card. John, when you think of a sports thing that wasn't actually the playing of the game, what hit you?
Yes, the game was skating across the ice, and it got all mixed up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With batons and hitting legs and Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding and jealousy and hatred and dangerous.
Yeah, that was a wild one, to say the least. And then when they had to be teammates in 94, that was really unfortunate for Kerrigan. And it really kind of unfortunate that America picked on her for saying why. I mean, I know she might have been
I don't blame her.
But Seltzer, the country got on
no,
her.
No, they did. I know. I'm with you. Yeah.
I mean, it's like she's a world-class athlete. She gets clubbed by her competitor.
Ruining her dreams and all that.
Right. All right, James, when you think of an answer here for a sports story not actually involving the Planet Sports, what do you got?
So I'm going to guess that I know you know about this. I'm going to guess Rhea knows about this. Richie might not know about this. March 4th, 1973, the weirdest press conference of all time, which led to the weirdest situation of all time. Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich, two Yankees teammates who decided to swap families.
Yeah.
And literally, one guy moved in with the other family, the other moved in with the other family.
Yep.
Held a press conference, the whole thing. Wildest story ever.
I don't know. Why ask why?
Just like
they were really close friends. They were really close friends. They like were very close with each other's families or whatever.
So I need a
like a twin swap, but
they
weren't
literally
twins.
Did life swap.
Yeah, they did.
One went to the other, and that was
James.
It.
I need a ruling from you here. So as people, you know, put those thinking caps on and call in, is it more wild story like that or famous story? Like, let me give you an example.
Sure.
Black Sox scandal. So a group of players say, okay, sure, Mr. Bribesman, we'll take the bribe. And then it does involve the playing of a game and some guys through the game. So is it more...
Is he called a bribesman?
Well, I don't know. Is it more famous or is it more wild or is it a combination?
I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of the two.
Okay.
Personal.
Whole package.
So like OJ, off the board. The whole OJ, the 1990s.
Yeah,
bang!
I think that was an automatic winner.
All right,
so
Rhea,
I'm okay with it.
Give me an answer, Rhea. What are you thinking here?
Well, this is one of our all-time favorites around here. T.O. doing sit-ups in his driveway.
100%. 100%.
Craziest thing
ever.
All
right, give us great answers for wild sports stories that did not actually involve the playing of sports. 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in. Let's also get to audio related to Cooper DeJean because, you know, he is going to be in the Eagles secondary. We don't know which position he'll play. He's got safety, you know, skills. He's got outside corner skills. He's got slot corner skills. He was asked after the Eagles had drafted him about how he thinks he'll be utilized. Let's listen to Cooper DeJean and what he sees up ahead.
Do you have a sense from the Eagles where they might use you? And do you have a preference, you know, whether it's outside corner, slot, or safety in terms of where you play in the secondary?
Yeah, they talked to me about all three positions. I don't have a preference. I'm a football player, so you put me on the field, I'm going to go play football. Whether it's inside, outside, at safety, wherever it is, you know, this is a game I love to play. As long as I'm on the field out there, I'll be happy and I'm going to give it my all every time I step on the field.
All right, good answer. So the diplomatic answer and really what you'd expect. John, do you have a sense, independent of where the Eagles might want to kick someone off, do you have a sense of what he'd actually be best at?
No. And it makes me wonder, like, why don't you see more of this? It is a great thing to be able to have a skill set that can apply to, you know, free safety, strong safety, cornerback, nickel, you know, inside or outside.
But some guys aren't built for it. Asante Samuel would never be
right.
a safety.
You're
he
right.
just, he some, just doesn't
right.
want to hit.
Some guys aren't built for it. But, you know, this is awesome territory. They talk all the time about how they cross-train guys here. You know, they talked a lot previously about cross-training James Bradbury as a slot guy, but they've cross-trained other guys as both safeties or as the nickel guy and a safety. I love that it's taken, like, the next step, and there's a lot of responsibility that potentially they're putting on the shoulders of such a young guy. This is a big expectation if he's able to get out there on the field because normally what holds a young guy back is he's not as, you know, up on the schemes as he needs to be, so he has to think through it. He's a little slow. If this kid's able to apply it and do it fast and do it well, that's a huge – I mean, it's an unlikely jump that he's so precocious,
sure,
and ahead of schedule. That's going to be great to see.
Look, Eagles draft obviously got a lot of praise in large part because they got Cooper DeJean in the second round. You know, Howie also was asked basically the same question, and you know, he gave essentially the same answer. Like, we'll say.
He was a first-round player for us.
Get him in the building, you know, and we'll figure out which way to go. But let's listen to Howie when talking about, you know, DeJean as a prospect. Because while he didn't want to commit to what position he'll play, Howie had some high praise for Cooper DeJean.
He was a first-round player for us. And, you know, Jeffrey said this tonight, you know, it's rare for us to be picking in the 20s and to get two first-round players. And, you know, both those guys were first-round players for us.
Are we sure, John, they did? And here's what I'm getting at. You know, Spike made this point yesterday, and I thought it was a really good one. There have been times in the past where we've had that feeling of, you know, N'Kobe Dean obviously been an example. Like, oh, the Eagles got another first-rounder in the third round. Like, 39 teams passed on Cooper DeJean. So what does that say as it relates to – I mean, basically what Spike said. This was interesting.
He's different.
Here's the way Spike framed it. It was a good point. He said the draft analysts – had Cooper DeJean ranked higher than the 32 general managers. Just a fact. I mean, the GMs collectively, no one in the first 39 said, let's go with him. But a guy like Mel Kiper said 14th best player, and Daniel Jeremiah, wherever.
But that's not necessarily true. It means the teams that were picking in those spots
that's
and
true.
What they needed and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, there could have been a team that was picking 13th
there
that wanted
been.
Cooper DeJean and couldn't get back up or had someone else higher,
yeah.
Whatever. You know
but
what I mean?
Notable that he didn't go in the first round.
I agree. I'm just saying it's not like exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.